You guys really got us ready. Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let me ask our speakers to please join me up here at the front. And good morning, buenos dias. I am David Alvarez. I am the assembly member representing the District 80 in San Diego. And I am really excited to be here this morning. Buenos dias. Thank you all so much. I want to start by sharing that just a few months ago, we were standing on the steps right behind us of the Capitol with just a handful of students. Here's one of the images, actually, from that very first event that we had with six students who joined us at the beginning of this journey. We now have all the students that are here today and many more that have come through the halls of the Capitol to speak up, to make sure that their voice is heard. And so far, we have seen what that has done. And so that brings us to where we are today. But first, I must start to share my own story, because throughout this whole process, I have been inspired by the young people who have provided their testimony, who has been the driving force behind this effort, and who without them, we would not be here today. I am the son of immigrant parents and siblings who came to this country without documents. I was born and raised, and still am happy to be blessed to call Barrio Logan in San Diego my home. And so I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is to sometimes be in fear, live in fear because of your documented status, of feeling that your loved ones may not be safe at the end of the day. Your loved ones who are working hard may not come back because of, unfortunately, what happened in the 80s and 90s, and unfortunately still continues to happen in many parts of this country, which is raids against our immigrant communities. And so it is with that history that I am inspired by the young people who are here today. These brilliant students are not just incredibly smart, but they are incredibly courageous. That's right. They are the reason why we are here today. Without them, we would not be here today. Every day, they take on the risk of being undocumented. That is a real risk, unfortunately, in our country and in our state of California. Yet they still overcome barriers time and again. These students are unable to be paid for the work that they do to obtain jobs on campus, and that significantly impacts their ability to be successful in their academic endeavors. Why are we here, though? How did we get here? And what are we fighting for? Unfortunately, the federal government and Congress, time after time, has failed Americans, and it has failed our dreamers. California is home to 83,000 undocumented students. However, the number of DACA-eligible students on campuses has been consistently going down as the court and administrations in the past have restricted the eligibility criteria to narrow the access to younger generations. That's why the students here and their bravery to fight for change has inspired me. Their movement was long before I introduced legislation, and that is important to acknowledge. Their movement is about creating equal opportunity for all. Assembly Bill 2586 will provide equal access to campus employment opportunities for all students, regardless of their immigration status. This will be at the University of California, the California State University System, and our community colleges. California colleges and universities have the legal authority to authorize the hiring of all students, regardless of their documented status, and of graduates. They can do that today. Legal experts have determined that the federal prohibition on hiring undocumented individuals does not include state entities. So this bill is narrowly crafted with that in mind. This is an argument that is supported by dozens of other legal scholars and the nation's leading legal experts. Assembly Bill 2586 allows students to be in the applicant pool and levels the playing field for these opportunities. Undocumented immigrants work hard, and they should be getting the benefits of the programs that are available with their hard-earned tax dollars. When more people are able to work and contribute to the state's economy, we all benefit. That's how we got here today. These students and thousands more that they represent from throughout the entire state of California, from the border with Oregon to the border with Mexico, have been vetted by our academic institutions. These students that have been promised that if they work hard, they will have a future. These students have invested in themselves as we've asked them to do, and now it's time for California to invest in them. Estos son los estudiantes que nos hacen orgullosos. Estos son los estudiantes que se enfocan, que trabajan y que están listos para proveer más a nuestro estado. Estos son los estudiantes que han luchado con corazón, con esfuerzo, con lágrimas, con sacrificio de sus familias para ese sueño americano que se les prometió. Ellos están haciendo su parte. Ahora es tiempo de que California también haga de su parte. And it is amazing that these young people are always at the center of these events and at these, at the testimony of AB 2586. Why? Because it has always been the case in the history that when young people lead, we all follow and listen.